With Montana News, I'm Corin Cates-Carney. Governor Steve Bullock has rejected a budget bailout offer from the state's only private prison in exchange for a revised and extended contract to house Montana's inmates. The state's contract with a private prison in Shelby, run by the Tennessee-based company CoreCivic, is set to expire in June of 2019. Dan Villa, the governor's budget director, told press Thursday that negotiations between the administration and the owners of the prison, at least for now, are at a stalemate.
You know, at this point, I hope they come back to us with a reasonable offer. If not, there are certainly other private prison operators who may be interested.
During the political wrangling of the special session last November, Republicans wanted to trade the state renewing its contract with CoreCivic in exchange for the company releasing $30 million in state money it's been holding. That money was set aside for the state to use to buy the prison from CoreCivic. But Republicans say they want to leave the prison in the hands of the private industry, so the $30 million should instead be used in a negotiated bailout. The governor's office says the state can get by without the $30 million, and it won't have to make additional cuts if it doesn't strike a deal with the prison. Republican Senator Lou Jones agrees the state won't go broke without the $30
million. System actually cash flowed without it, but it does make things very, very tight.
He says while a private prison was not a must-have to keep state finances afloat, it does mean that money from the potential deal won't be available to put money back into state agencies like the Department of Public Health and Human Services. Republicans wanted the new prison contract to put $15 million into the state's fire fund and for the governor to use the rest of the money, at least another $15 million, to backfill cuts in essential government services.
And so it does make a huge difference to critical areas in the budget. And it's not that we're not getting by without them, it's that there is a lot of pain in the land, and you've been to the meetings. I would guess a lot of the Health and Human Services meetings, they feel the pain might be somewhat excessive.
When Jones and other Republicans proposed during the special session that the state make a deal with CoreCivic, Democrats rejected the notion. But Republicans used their majority in the House and Senate to handcuff the overall budget fix to negotiations with the private prison. CoreCivic declined an interview request from MTPR Thursday. In an email, the company said it is, quote, committed to assisting the state during its budget difficulties, unquote. A spokesperson for CoreCivic says the company's final offer this week included a one-time payment to the state of $35.7 million, increasing their officer wages by over 11%, expanding sex offender and vocational education programs, and increasing the daily fee the state must pay the prison by just over 4%. Dan Villa with Bullock's office says the state was willing to pay for additional education for prisoners and training programs for prison staff. But he says CoreCivic wanted too high an increase in the daily fees for housing state prisoners.
Certainly we can't let 500 plus bad guys just go roam around the streets of Montana. So we will work toward a solution. But frankly, I think it's the easiest approach is have them bring us an offer that is fair to every Montanan.
A spokesperson for CoreCivic says the company believes there is a way to find common ground. Negotiations are at an impasse for now. The state's contract with CoreCivic is set to expire in June of 2019. I'm Corin Cates-Carney, Montana Public Radio.